Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. It's not your job. I'm not kidding you.
Call it like you see it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Afternoon, everybody. Steiny along with Guru.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yeah. This how I ended the last segment. We can talk about this for a minute or two. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday. This is courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday. Got to say, he needs to fire his agent. I believe it's the agent who's digging in his heels. I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly, 707, if for no other reason than the Warriors have upped their offer.
Right.
I mean, he had a two-year, $45 million offer a week ago, and now they're saying the Warriors are willing to go 3 for $75. So who's to say a week from now he might not get 4 for $100?
But he's looking at it like you just want that $25 million slot. That's what I am to you. You don't want me. The Golden State Warriors.
That's a lot of money to scoff at.
Oh, no, Steiny. There's no doubt about it, but he's scoffing. And I just wonder, I don't know, you know, you're not an agent. You know some, your boy Schaefer. But I got to say this. It feels like, just from where I'm at, I don't know if Turner's been great at his job advising Kuminga.
Well, I don't know that we know yet. For example, I remember last summer, a lot of people talked this way about Brandon Ayuk's agent. Well, I got news for you. Brandon Ayuk's agent did a great job.
All right.
Great job. Right. And Aaron Turner might be close to doing a great job.
Real quick, I got to read his side. He says his agent's working for show. They want that player option. And what if they were to get it? Then we got to be.
I got to tell you, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm starting to think the Warriors are getting a little bit panicked here. Believe it or not.
Anything to do with Dre and the...
No.
That has nothing... Tell me why then.
No, trust me when I say Draymond's irrelevant.
You have to be panicked.
I wouldn't say... Well, I did say panicked. I just mean they are...
Uncomfortable what?
2 or 3 days ago, I said there's no way they give this guy a player option. I'm less inclined to make it that definitive anymore. I really am.
Well, then do it as soon as possible if you're thinking about it.
Steiny, why would it matter? This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why would it matter who holds the option? Yes, yeah, see, don't the player? I think that's what's at the heart of this. I think Jonathan Kuminga has been here 4 years and he's super frustrated. And I think he definitely is entertaining the thought of playing somewhere else. Well, he's 1 year away from essentially being able to pick the team he wants to go to. Now, that team's going to have to offer him money. There's going to have to be mutual interest. But Jonathan Kuminga can get anywhere that he really wants to at the end of the season if he holds the line. if he takes a contract with a team option, then the Warriors continue to control his future for at least the next 2 or 3 years.
All right.
And that's the part that I think he wants no part of.
Man.
None.
It's kind of obvious at this point.
You would think, unless in 2 or 3 days they say Jonathan Kuminga has signed a 3-year, $75 million deal with the Golden State Warriors.
And at that point, would you come in here and do our show and say, you know, people, not just me, you know, people, yeah, it took a little longer than expected, but nothing was mishandled. We're smooth, we're ready to go. And then you get the news of Horford and whoever's coming. You know what I mean? Like, has there anything been lost in this up until this point? From a, not camaraderie, Dre and I know you don't like this, but now Dre and Jimmy are sniffing around. Like, that to me signals this is going on too far now. When OGs are coming around,
that part of it, I'm sure Dunleavy has to deal with that. Draymond's on the phone again, Mike. Hello? Hey, Mike, Draymond Green. Hey, what are we doing? Who have you called this today to make a deal?
Yeah.
Draymond, let me alone. I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah.
But
if you said Joe Lacob's a killer, Stani, then he's not getting that option.
But
I feel like they got their cleats dug in the sand, man.
I mean, I don't know how unattractive this one year, 7.9 is to the Warriors.
Mm.
Like, how
he said unattractive.
How driven are they to avoid that situation?
Man.
And I don't know the answer to that.
And what happened to the rumors of, I just saw it here, I got to give somebody credit, Seth Curry. Remember, we thought Seth was possibly coming back.
He stinks. What are you looking at me like that for?
We're on the flagship.
I'm talking about his Seth.
Yeah, that's his brother. His brother Steph.
I'm not allowed to talk bad about his family?
You're digging the ditch. I'm playing. He's all playing. And he doesn't stink.
He doesn't stink. I'm kidding.
You met him?
Seth?
Yeah.
No.
I gotta believe his first, didn't he? Maybe he had a tour of duty here years ago.
I don't think he was ever on the roster. I think he might have just been on the summer league team.
Right. But I thought you had
met him. That doesn't count.
Well, you definitely met Dale. His daddy.
I don't know if I have.
Well, maybe you don't need to write a book. I just assumed you did. Stoddy,
I never met Dale Curry.
And not the mom at all, right? You ain't met mom?
No, not the mom, not Aisha.
That shocks me. None of the kids.
Yeah, I might have met Dale like way back in the day before I even knew who Curry was, Steph was.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Yeah. No, it doesn't bother. I'm just shocked. Sonya. Yeah, Sonya.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers play the Arizona Cardinals. Who's going to be at quarterback? Will it be Brock Purdy? Will it be Mac Jones? We'll find that out.
And you're on record as saying you would prefer it to be Mac, right? Oh, look at I've been here 3 hours with your pal.
I couldn't be more Matt Stymus here than this, but the word prefer, I don't know. That's not the right word.
I want to see Mac and Kyle 4 more quarters. What if I told you that? Just to see if it would go as well as it went.
That's fine.
With the Saints.
Like,
and the win in that is, I mean, no shaded Purdy. You get to heal.
You know, this is where I really try to process questions. You know what? I'm like, who am I like? Kind of like Klay Thompson. When I get a question, I think about the answer. I don't blurt out anything without thinking. You know how some people do that, Goo?
Next question.
You ask them a question, you just blurt it out without even thinking anything. You know, some people do that, Goo. I like to really give a measured answer.
But so, people only have so much time.
What was the question? Oh.
You would prefer it.
I have no preference to who I want to quarterback on Sunday.
But yet you told us you think everything's pointing to Mac Jones. And I can see how that's different.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I want to see another week of Mac if he can keep
and
this up.
And you know what, Goo? And this is where I don't like to bog down on this, but I must tell you.
Is that Looney?
Who?
No, is that a Looney? Shout out Uncle Looney. Is that a Aunt Kevon? Is that a loony thought to have that I would like to see?
No, and that's what, no, it's not okay. A loony thought. In fact, you know, I'm here on my high horse saying, I don't really have a preference. I don't care. I'll just, however, when you think about it more, yeah, I'm going to dig deep here. You know what, Goo? You know what? You know what, Goo?
Tell me, hey.
I would actually prefer Mac Jones.
That's awesome.
You're right.
And why? Let's see.
I just want to see him play quarterback one more game. You're right. I do. You got me.
And I
do.
Can I share another nugget? I feel like Kyle's the quarterback when Mac's back there because he's telling us, look what I can do with another guy. And I know it's a short sample size, but just I really believe – if we do get that and he performs well, Mac, the Niner fans got to be ecstatic knowing if something were to happen with Brock and things happen to quarterbacks, Stoney, they're okay. The season's not over.
Well,
And we can't get there, but one more good game from this guy.
Yes.
I think we were there, and you look at his resume before he got with Kyle. Dude knows he started almost 50 games in this league.
I mean,
that's Geico is what I'm saying.
Right. But and if he quarterbacks two games and Purdy quarterbacks 15, then that's great. If Purdy quarterbacks 8 and Mac Jones quarterbacks 9, let's see how good it is. You know, the more I think the more games that Mac Jones quarterbacks, the more the season's at risk.
Right.
I think so. I think that's I don't know. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And you remember I got me and Philmo Mike went at it when we were talking about arm strength. And
That was not a great day for you.
Stop. That's my guy. But listen, Stoney, a lot of people think what hurt about that day in that conversation was people thought that I think, oh, whoever can throw the ball the furthest is the best quarterback. Joe Montana on line one. Never. But what I'm telling you is if you lined up Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and had that contest, I'm telling you who's winning that.
They both lose.
No, Mac Jones is winning that because he's got a stronger arm.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, throwing the ball further. So I am like,
that was
what I'm looking for. My curiosity is peaked to see how it would look for four more quarters. Or was that just the Saints if Kyle had Mac look good? That's all.
You're right that was Philmo's, one of his finest hours.
No, it was one of mine because I put to rest what he thought I was.
If you'll remember,
I think you're trolling.
No, if you'll remember exactly the way it came down, I said, what's the most important part of being a quarterback?
Why would I bring
and
this
you
up?
Said strong arm.
No, for me, it was my preference. And I stand on that. I checked Mike. Mike, we talked about this
why you. That's why your teams will always stink. You guys have no accuracy. Your quarterbacks have no accuracy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. On Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yes, that's my creak. It's not a chair. It's the microphone.
Why do you do it, though? You know people hear it. Sound like we drive an old Studebaker. Oh, my God. Or you're in a coffin like a vampire.
Tim Jordan.
Dude. Hey, Spadoni's right behind
you. All right,
you.
I'm done.
Shasky's gets on him every morning. He's like he needs that thing that our old boss gave you. The fidgety thing.
The fidget spinner?
Yeah. Didn't work.
It didn't.
Mia talks about it. Like, why does he grab it?
Does she really?
The handyman left the house. So we're all
he cannot be that guy.
Let's go to Murillo and Petaluma. Keep it moving. Guy. Keep it pushing. Such a bad line.
I have a question. Sorry, I'm going to steer this back to the Warriors, but I'm looking at the NBA salary cap right now, fins at 155, thereabouts. Today, with 9 players, not counting Kuminga, the Warriors have a salary payroll of 170. So, and we're also hearing that many signings could be Steph Curry, Hofford, GP2, all these guys are hinging on the Kuminga situation. So my question is, if Kuminga picks up this 25, whatever the option is in the end, if he picks up a salary of 25, does it mean the Warriors cannot sign these guys?
No.
And if so, because then that means the Warriors are going to go way above that apron, right? Is it what the situation here? Because I'm confused on in here. Because let's say he picks the qualifying offer, right? That's easy for the Warriors to bring these guys. But if he picks his full 25, it will put the Warriors in a tough situation. Will I want Kuminga with this roster, knowing what we know, being strapped of bringing anyone else? I think I've been wondering about that. Can you guys help me with this?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't have the cold, hard numbers in front, but if they sign Kuminga to 25, it still means they can get Horford and DeAnthony Melton. I mean, hell, DeAnthony Melton might be a minimum guy.
But good Lord, it's going to have to be tat-a-tat-tat because, I mean, what are they going to have?
It's already done. Like, I think done. I think the minute Kuminga makes a decision, they'll also announce that Horford's here and DeAnthony Melton's
Peyton,
here.
Peyton, hopefully. This team can't shoot.
Peyton.
This team can't shoot.
Forgot son. About him.
This team cannot shoot.
Peyton. I forgot about Peyton.
What'd you have? He's truly.
I know. Gary Payton II's another guy that plays in front of Kuminga.
Another Monte lineup we're stealing. He eats for free in the Bay.
Who?
Peyton.
Why?
For being his defense and being a champ and being ready.
That's a bad one. Now, I complimented Monte.
No, I'm
Gary Payton II?
The dude's a fan
eats
favorite.
Eats for free? No.
Evan, you got a problem with that?
Man, hell no. He doesn't eat for free.
What are you talking about?
I might get a 10% discount.
Dude, what email did I miss?
Does anybody who plays for the Warriors that want to – does Nemanja Bjelica eat for free?
No.
See, this is where you have no feel
I'm from the Bay.
You have no feel.
Everybody loves this
dude. Here's a guy who – like, this is the nuance you don't get. Here's somebody who eats for free.
Okay.
Sean Livingston.
All right, I like
Would you agree with that?
Got no problem.
There.
And at the same table, it's Gary Payton II.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because.
Tell us.
He's not elevated. He's just a guy, Sean Livingston's elevated.
What about Otto Porter?
Well, I mean,
I would get his tab.
Porter's a yes, but Bjelica's a no.
Payton's
like Porter is a yes.
He might be.
Eats for free.
It's about this. It's about just having a moment.
If Porter's there, then Payton's there. I was with you up until Porter is there. I'm with him. Peyton is right next to him.
That's no.
Actually, I'm kind of with Goo on this one. If you're putting Porter in, GP2 is going to be in.
GP2 is there.
No. You need a moment. A moment. Like for example. Like, this is the thing.
What was his moment?
Like, Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt does not eat for free in the Bay Area. But you know who does?
Travis.
Cody Ross.
Or Travis.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Brandon Belt hit a go-ahead home run in inning 18 of the playoffs. He eats for free.
He doesn't.
Why
in my
I
city.
Remember that one either?
Against the Nationals, where Yusmeier Petit pitched seven shutout.
Like, for example, like Matt Cain doesn't eat for free.
What you're
are
high.
You talking about?
I'm high.
Stoney, stop now.
I believe it's about a moment.
Look at me and tell me this is a bit.
Matt Cain has a sandwich at Ike's.
And a moment, yeah, even
that's
mentioned
enough.
Travis Ishikawa. What about that homer?
Ishikawa would count.
All right.
Because he was a role player who wasn't a fan, like wasn't big.
Iguodala eats for free.
Nope. No.
Now we just, it's personal.
I had him on the eat for free until LeBron
what
pinned his stuff on the glass.
Why didn't he dunk that?
Because he couldn't. He's too old.
No, Stoney, stop. You dunk that, get fouled. Like, you really, shout out Shasky, you butchered this. Porter Jr., who I love.
He started. Like that last series.
Jordan Bell started the final game. He don't eat for free.
No, he doesn't eat for free. But like in a crazy way, if you're a mainstay, you have enough. Like Draymond doesn't eat for free. He's a four-time champion. He's been recognized. We all know he's gone to the Hall of Fame. He's made a ton of money over his career, so he doesn't need free meals.
Right.
But like a guy like Ishikawa, he probably has money problems now. He's been out of the game.
He works for the San Jose Giants.
Yeah, but he's been a little careless. He's been a little careless with his money.
A guy like Ian Clark, he eat for free?
No, absolutely not.
What about McCaw?
Now, he's an interesting one.
Study.
No, he is an interesting one. I think I would say no, though, for McCaw.
I would say no. And
I would
love
say
him.
No for McCaw. Now, you know who does eat for free? JaVale McGee.
Oh, no, I have no problem.
He
with that.
Eats for free. He, like, he may eat for free, and Bogut doesn't.
How about Fetsis?
No, no chance.
That game seven, that hurt my.
Hurt what?
You know, I'm still going through some stuff.
I know.
Dave Fleming, shout out, Dave.
It's
but like those fouls on LeBron game seven, that hurt, man.
He should have to pay double.
That's right. That's a sweet
one. Festa should pay double.
Oh, man. Oh, that was a bad sequence, but we love
he
him.
He actually has like a food Instagram channel. No, I awesome. Think he does eat for free everywhere.
Yeah.
You know who does? Here's one we'll all agree on. Murray Spates is a yes.
Say, no
he eats for see, the reason
no
Spates eats for free is because he's a nice role player, but he was like a fan favorite, and everybody loves him. No. And
I got to.
And he's just cool, and people just gravitate toward him.
The city also owes him.
David West eats for free. David West? Come on, God. I don't even want to be, like, it's yeah. over for, that's the
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you kidding me?
I would say no.
He was one of the anchors in the...
I would say no, though. And one of the big reasons is...
I'm disappointed. I don't even know who you two are anymore.
Well, I didn't like the fact that he lied to Sam Amick.
About what?
About the
it never
disease
got out.
Or whatever.
No, yeah, no, it never
what
got out.
What happened again? It was the allergy. I don't believe him.
Oh, no, but that's why he's there. He eats for free. He ain't telling you what it was. He's doing what they do in D.C.
Okay, this is what I mean. You know who eats for free?
Jordan Poole.
Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, God.
He does.
Why did we both say that?
Huh? Because you have to have a niche. You have to have like one little different kind of characteristic.
What was his niche besides recording conversations?
That wasn't him. That was Darren Erman.
Oh.
He put Mark Jackson in his place.
And well, that's what I was
he eats
to say.
For free.
Yeah, he was off
he eats
the
for free in
went
my
to
city.
Santa Cruz.
In my city.
Hey, what did Kerr mean by there's always fights every year? So I want to know who fought who, Evan.
Well, yeah, from I think we know one of them.
That's a not, but that wasn't a fight. That wasn't a. That was a great punch. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun. Give Draymond that credit. That was a hell of a punch.
I think, like in a way, and this would be a tough one. But if
he said two or three.
If I'd have to tell him to his face, I think I would, and I think he would understand. There's nuance here, like Chris Mullin. Yeah, you don't eat for free.
Because he's great a Hall of Famer. He don't need
exactly.
It.
Okay. You're starting to get it. Yeah, you're starting
Curry,
to get it.
Curry,
there you go.
Not, yeah, with you,
like,
yeah. You're not even up for the
there
year
you
more.
Go. So you're starting to come around.
No, but what did Curry, who do you think got in a fight on the Warriors?
I think
Wiggins got in a fight with him and Dre? And they broke it up. Like, oh. I couldn't believe Kerr dropped that.
Now here's one that this could be an entire team eats for free. The We Believe team probably eats for free.
That's the best thing.
Whether you're Barron
all day
or Al Harrington or Steven Jackson.
All day. Yeah.
Petras?
Well, he missed those free throws, man. Nah, he eats for free. He was on the team, man.
That's just, I got feeling it out.
Come in, sit where you want, Miguel. Stop. He's part of it.
Good conversation.
Kevin Durant? No. You left.
No. It does have to do with I'll try to think of another one.
Wait, so GP2 would eat for free for you?
No, he wouldn't.
No.
Well, but okay. He fits your category.
Just forget the defense. People love him. Play it, Evan. You know what that
he really loves him.
Would you have a truly?
You know, you don't eat for free for that.
Dude, but being a fan favorite.
He's not a fan favorite.
Stop, Steinie, stop.
He's no more fan favorite than anybody.
The dude.
Like people like is no. He more of a fan favorite than Livingston?
If JaVale eats for free, GP2 eats for free.
And he's your best lockdown defender. That's all in the 2022 for come on, man.
He broke his elbow, right?
2022 back. Come on, man.
I don't have him eating for free.
Nick Young?
That's funny.
Okay, I not done
that's
that.
Now that's really funny. Why'd you do
Monte
that?
Well, he was on Weebit, so yeah.
No, Monte doesn't eat for free.
What are you smoking?
He doesn't.
I don't even, it's over.
Hey, who eats for free? Who doesn't?
Who's this guy?
Who was that again?
Who's this guy?
That's,
Who was it? Wait, don't tell me.
Okay,
hold on. Don't tell me, don't tell me, don't tell me.
Who's this guy?
I know who it is.
Oh, I do too. Miles Turner.
No, one more, Evan.
No, don't tell me.
Who's this guy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot. This is driving me crazy. It's,
We gotta go.
It's Siakam.
Gotta go.
That segment was coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.